Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Ben Harrington, who's a business journalist and the editor at the Beetaville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thanks.
Okay, have you been scouring and writing for the weekend papers this week?
Well, I haven't been writing for the weekend papers this week because I was on holiday last week, but obviously I did read the weekend papers as I was returning back from my holiday.
Yep.
Big news this morning was about Co-op Bank. I don't know if you saw that come out.
I heard it on Radio 4 this morning. I was shocked.
You were shocked? Why were you shocked?
I'm shocked it's still there.
Right.
So, I thought it had gone down years ago, you know, so like, but anyways, you can tell me the story properly.
So Co-op Bank has put itself up for sale officially and is looking for buyers. I think they're having, whilst it's relatively well capitalised at the moment, I think the issue is sort of going forwards, it looks like it's going to be tricky for the Co-op Bank to meet sort of regulatory capital requirements or standards that the Bank of England demands over the next sort of 10 years or so. So it's looking for a sort of supposed white knight acquirer.
Do you think that that is realistic, and is there any point to all this exercise, given how crowded the space is now?
I think it's a possibility. You could see some of the challenger banks possibly coming in for it. There's always somebody who thinks they've got a bit of an angle. Whether it will remain as the Co-op Bank remains to be seen. I don't know if the Co-op Group has a stake in the Co-op Bank, but it doesn't own it in it outright now, basically. So, and it's not clear whether an acquirer will be able to keep the name going forward.
Yeah, the name is a bit of a two-edged sword in the sense that it's a name that everybody knows, but obviously it's tainted by the history, the recent history of the company. So, presumably that brand name is the best aspect of it.
Well, I think it's an aspect of it. I don't think it's necessarily the best aspect. But anyway, it was a big story this morning. Yeah. Lots of people talking about it on the radio. Dominic O'Connell on Radio 4, who used to edit the Sunday Times business section, was talking in depth about it and had quite an interesting view, just in case viewers would like to get a more in-depth analysis on the topic.
Okay.
In terms of the Sundays, one story that caught my eye was the William Hill story in the Sunday Times.
Caught my eye as well, yes.
Sort of regular followers of my work and viewers will know that last year I broke the story in the Sunday Times about how Rank and 888 were sort of teaming up with a view to trying to instigate this three-way merger with William Hill. And after sort of a month or so of talks, the whole transaction fell apart. And ever since then, William Hill's sort of been under pressure, really, with a series of profit warnings. And now you've got, and also trying to sort of engage in talks with Admire Gaming, which sort of fell through because the largest shareholder, one of the largest shareholders, Parvus, a hedge fund with 14% in William Hill, was against that deal. And now the story in the Sunday Times, which I'll just bring up here, point out in case your viewers missed it, is talking about how Parvus has been pushing for a sale, possibly to GVC, which has been sniffing around Ladbrokes, or was late last year sniffing around Ladbrokes. Is seen as one of the main consolidators of the sector, having done reasonably well over the last sort of year and a half or so. Just for your viewers, there is something being cooked up in this sector. I don't think it's necessarily GVC going for William Hill. It could be, but there is talk of another major gaming deal afoot. And I'm just in the process of trying to bottom that out. So I will keep that under wraps for the moment. But William Hill, worthwhile keeping an eye on.
Isn't it interesting that we've discussed this at length on this show over the last 6 months, 9 months, whatever it is, And if the management had been watching, they might have made a rather better go of it than they have in the recent past. Because, I mean, they basically said they were doing the wrong thing. And almost every move they made has been wrong, really, or turned out to be wrong. So hopefully they'll get it right on this occasion, because it's not looking as though they've made the best moves in the recent past.
Mm. Something else that caught my eye over the weekend was a story by the Financial Times on a German drug manufacturer or a drug company called Stada. I wrote a piece on Betaville early December last year about how Stada was weighing strategic options, banker parlance, for sort of potential sale, following interest from a number of creditors. And the Financial Times then wrote a piece yesterday, which has been confirmed this morning, about the main thrust of the piece is that Stada had now received a formal approach from Cinven, a private equity firm, and there was supposed to be one other private equity firm floating around, or not floating around, that's also made a relatively formal approach. Bloomberg reporting that was Advent International. So Stada clearly now in play, clearly looking at strategic options. I think when I wrote about Stada back in December, there are a couple of trade buyers as well sniffing around it, one of them being Mylan and the other one being the Indian company Sun Pharma. So clearly Stada likely to be involved in some form of M&A over the next 6 months, you would have thought, if they decide to carry out a formal strategic review.
So that's on the runway, ready to lift off.
How much time have we got left?
Well, we're out of time, so if you've got any other tidbits to finish off.
Well, yes, there are a couple of quite interesting tidbits. I'm still following these two US small cap pharmaceutical sort of healthcare companies. One of them, we've spoken about them both before, Cynosure and Zeltic Aesthetics. Quite a lot of speculation in London about how both those companies are likely to be involved in M&A transactions over the next few weeks. The talk around Cynosure is that that's supposed to be Allergan, and Zeltic has supposedly attracted interest from trade and private equity. Now, just to be clear, that really is unsubstantiated speculation at the moment, but I'm just noting it just in case if it's of interest to your viewers. But to be clear, unsubstantiated speculation at the moment.
Okay. All right. Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor at the Betaville website, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.